This is the Outdoor Journey Show, where life takes you outdoors. The Outdoor Journey Show with Matt Gatiss and Ty Morgan, brought to you by Journey Hunts and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Journey Show. Matt Gatiss, Ty Morgan here with you. And, you know, before we get started with Chuck here in our interview, but we want to talk about the Hunter's Mailbag. And we've encouraged people, if you have questions about the show, to email matt@journeyhunts.com. And if we pull your email out and answer it, you'll get a complimentary knife from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and your question answered.
Absolutely. You know, our question this week is from Mike Erickson from Montana. And Mike asked, what bow would he start his 14-year-old son on who has not been involved in archery? You know, and last week, Ty, we talked about bows and equipment, right? And we talked about Bear Archery and some of the great products they have. They have a bow that's brand new for 2014. It's actually labeled as 2015, but it's released now.
Sure.
And it's called the Cruiser. And this bow allows you to go from 5 pounds to 70 pounds and a draw length all the way up to 30 inches. Incredible starter bow. It comes with a ready to hunt package, everything you need. And it's not a toy.
Mm-hmm.
It can grow with him, and it could be the only bow he would ever shoot, or you know, someday down the road, 3, 4, 5 years,
he can upgrade
and go to whatever he
wants. Allows him some growth. Again, if you've got a question about today's show, you can certainly email again matt@journeyhunts.com.
You know, one of the privileges that I have, Ty, is I get to take, through my Journey Hunts business, I get to take people all over the world to hunt. And the privilege I have is seeing people go to a place for the first time in their life,
right?
And there's an incredible excitement that comes with that. You and I are going to experience that, by the way, in Africa sometime coming up.
Sometime
we're gonna get you over there. So we're going to get that done. I had the privilege just 3 weeks ago of taking Chuck Schaefer on his first trip out of the country to South Africa. And we have Chuck here in the studio with us. Chuck, welcome.
Thank you.
You know, Chuck, just, you know, you got to go to South Africa. You had to work for it. You had to plan for it. You had to save for it. Tell us a little bit about your journey to get to South Africa.
My journey to get there started at a party that Matt threw. He throws various parties around the country just to advertise Sidibe Nkwe and Journey Hunts. Saw how affordable it was, and I was blown away because it's been a dream of mine for the last 15 years probably to get to Africa. You know, I talked to my wife about it and said, you know, we need to start saving for this. Well, she surprised me by buying an auction hunt, which included three animals. It was an impala, a warthog, and a blue wildebeest. And so that was the start of my journey. And from there, we saved diligently for about a year and a half to get all the supplies that I needed, the extra arrows, broadheads, and all that to actually go. And airline tickets, of course, which is the most expensive part of the trip.
Absolutely. Now, Chuck, all that planning, all that time, was it worth it?
Absolutely. 100% worth it. Do it again in a heartbeat.
How was your safari? Tell us a little bit about it.
My safari was great. Saw more animals than I ever dreamed I would see. Like Matt said earlier, up to 70, 100 animals in one sitting. Incredible. I was surprised with the weather. You know, weather affects animals differently there. Cloudy days, you don't see animals there. It was different.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So what, do they just kind of bog down and just chill out for the day? Because no sun, they don't need as
much
water.
That's exactly right. Because it's a water driven, it's a water food driven hunt. So that's exactly right.
But it was incredible. We had great weather all but about 3 days. Lows in the upper 30s, low 40s, and highs in the 70s. It was perfect.
Yeah, dry, arid country. So I mean, just perfect. Absolutely wonderful. What about the hunting? Tell us about the hunting side of the house, Chuck.
The hunting is incredible. Like I say, you see so many animals. Unfortunately, you're forced to make some snap decisions occasionally. You go with a very strict plan, and sometimes that just doesn't work.
Now, when you say a snap decision, meaning it's like, okay, that's your animal, you got to take him now kind of a deal? Or we can get another one tomorrow. Don't take that one.
If the right animal walks in, you just know it. You know you have to shoot it. I had a kudu walk in. It wasn't on my list, and I told the PH snap decision. You shoot it now.
An additional, unplanned, I got you.
That's okay. It, unplanned animals.
The planned ones are the ones like, yeah, we can wait till tomorrow for that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the one thing, Chuck, I don't know if you noticed, but the one impressive thing is the professional hunters there, which are your guides, they are usually within an inch. When they tell you that's a 30-inch wildebeest, you can bet the bank on it. When they tell you that's a 50-inch kudu, they're going to be within an inch or two. I mean, these guys are amazing. And so they'll tell you, when you tell them what species you want, they'll tell you whether that's a quality animal or not in your species. But the problem Chuck's talking about is the one that I encountered. I remember my first safari. I went for five animals. That was my list. That's what I saved for. I unfortunately had a lack of self-control and shot 12.
Oh,
so sometimes you get outside of budget when you go to South Africa.
Thank goodness for American Express.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So the hunting, Chuck, tell us a little bit more about that. I mean, you were able to harvest, if I recall, 5 animals. Is that correct?
5 animals, giant blue wildebeest, one of the top 5 killed on that ranch.
Yeah, record book.
Yeah, record book. A beautiful impala, 24.5 inches, I believe also record.
Absolutely.
2 very nice warthogs, a male and a female, and a kudu that was a snap decision. 48.5 inch kudu, I just couldn't let walk.
just kind of hard not to. Now, just out of curiosity, I mean, obviously with archery, is there tracking involved, or is that pretty much they help you do that, or is that something they take you along with that? How does that work on an Africa?
They will take you along with that. I did get to track a couple animals that I didn't make a perfect shot on. If it's not recovered within the first 100 yards, they bring in dogs and trackers.
Wow. Yeah, so they make sure you find it.
They do.
That's great.
Incredible experience watching those dogs work.
Huh.
And one of the cool things is in Africa and many other places that I go around the world, if you draw blood, you're paying for the animal. And so in our safari, and it's not the case in all of them, but in our safaris, Sidibankwe hunting safaris, when there's blood on the ground and when they recognize that maybe it wasn't a picture perfect shot, they're going to do everything they can to recover that animal for you. In fact, on this trip, there were 9 of us. 48 animals were harvested in 10 days. Yeah, it was quite incredible. And that's one of the cool things too, Chuck, is you get to see everybody else in your group also shooting animals when we gather at night or when we gather at lunch. You get to see all those different species, even if you're not hunting them. And so you get to see that. But we had 1 animal that wasn't recovered. And so actually, not true, 2 animals that weren't recovered out of 48. And so they were just flesh wounds that weren't going to kill the animal. But if that animal is at all vitally hit, the trackers, who don't miss anything, they see everything, will find them. And if need be, the dogs are brought in and the dogs will track down anything. And it is impressive to watch. Very impressive. Chuck, tell us about the accommodations and the food. We know the hunting was phenomenal. I mean, 48 animals in 10 days. Where do you see that happen?
Right.
But really, tell us about the accommodations and the food beyond that. Because to me, that's part of the experience.
Yeah, the accommodations were excellent. I would compare it to probably around a 4-star hotel type accommodations. Shared a room with father-in-law. The rooms were comfortable, showers in every room. But the food, it was the game there tastes incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's partly the experience, you know, you're there, so it tastes better, but better than any beef I've ever had. Food was incredible. The camaraderie around a fire every night.
So did they tell you what you're eating? Like tonight you're having kudu. Tomorrow, you know, is it from that day's hunt that they harvest, or is it from previous hunts that they just have stored?
It's from during your hunt. Okay. And so it's that hunt. It could be 2 days, the animal from 2 days ago or from yesterday, and occasionally even from today, you know, so it's good. And yeah, they label it, tell you what you're eating. It's a lot of fun. The one night we did kind of a smorgasbord of animals, and we had like 7 different species all labeled, all the backstraps from all those animals, and it was good. Yeah. I have to lose weight in advance of going. I gained 9 pounds in 10 days on this trip. So, and that's pretty normal for me.
They feed you well.
Yeah. You don't go hungry. If you do, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Chuck, question that people are going to ask. And, you know, of course, people, because I take people there, I'm going to tell you the things that are quality, although I give you every detail that you need. But Chuck, tell us, did you feel in danger at any point being in South Africa?
There was only one instance where I felt remotely in any danger. My PH left to get his vehicle. There was a bunch of animals that they were tracking that night, and I had a warthog that was not exactly perfect hit, but we had to go track it, and it was dark. He ran back to the lodge to get his truck and a rifle, and I was sitting there by the blind and heard something coming in behind me, and it was, you know, you're in Africa, you never know what that is. It turned out to be a water buck or something that came in. I turned around and he spooked off, but, you know, kind of had me a little spooked for a second.
Other than that, though, sickness, danger from people, any of those issues?
No, never.
And that's that misperception, you know, that Africa is this place that your life's in danger and, you know, everything's going to go astray.
Well, they made movies about it, you know. Right. I mean, lions, you know, stalking people.
Yeah,
I mean,
Well, and it can happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it can. But, you know, a mountain lion can stalk us here, too.
That's true. That is very true.
When Chuck and I were driving over here to the studio, one of the things we were talking about is I can be in the woods all day long hunting mule deer and elk and never think about a mountain lion and never think about a bear. The moment I start hunting them, my mind instantly turns on. Adrenaline turns on and I start thinking about, oh no,
where are they?
Bear and mountain lion. Yeah. Where are they? So it's interesting. Chuck, any recommendations for any of our listeners about planning a hunt with Journey Hunts, in particular to Africa?
if you have a desire to go, I would highly suggest contacting Matt at Journey Hunt's, top-notch outfit. He worked with me throughout the whole process, getting airline tickets, getting there. He traveled with me. I mean, it was just an incredible experience. Made sure I was in the right places at the right times. And even if we had to stall a plane, I think he would have jumped in front of it to stop it.
We did do a little running in Qatar. I'll tell you that. We ran through the airport twice.
We did. So. Very cool. Well, I'll tell you, it's certainly has rejuvenated my thoughts of going to Africa. And you know, I think it answered a lot of questions that you just don't know. And I would say congratulations on your hunt, a very successful one.
Thank you.
Even that snap decision maybe cost you a little bit more, but every cent and second of it was worth, I think, it wasn't?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Very cool.
If you want to go to Africa, folks, or anywhere else, check out www.journeyhunts.com. And please send us your questions for Ty and I at matt@journeyhunts.com. And I guarantee you, we'll put you in some great situations around the globe.
And join us next week for another round of Outdoor Journey, where life takes you outdoors.
This is the Outdoor Journey Show, where life takes you outdoors. The Outdoor Journey Show with Matt Gatiss and Ty Morgan, brought to you by Journey Hunts and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.